Boys Lake sits just on the outskirts of Kalispell. At the state park access, several large machines are working out on the frozen lake, scraping off snow accumulations on a rectangular area about 150 feet by 75 feet. Rob Brissendine with the Kalispell Convention and Visitors Bureau says they've been maintaining this surface for the past 6 weeks to be a hockey rink.
They're conditioning the ice, essentially. They're scrubbing it down, making a playable surface, making that surface as smooth as it possibly can be. And then what will happen tonight is they'll flood over that surface and then create those layers. What damages the ice is the snowfall and leaving the snowfall on the ice. So what's critical is just to get that removed as soon as it falls on the ice.
Brissendine says the ice is about 18 inches thick. The Convention and Visitors Bureau is part of the Kalispell Chamber of Commerce, and it's putting on the first annual Pond Hockey Classic this weekend out on Foy's Lake.
And, you know, it's taking hockey back to its roots. It's this craze that's happening across the country right now, you know, and doing these hockey events in the natural environment. And there's not a better place than in Montana and on Foy's Lake. So
a midwinter pond hockey competition in Kalispell is part of a larger effort to bring visitors into town in the off-season.
It's a great time of year to bring an event like this into our community. It's going to drive some pretty substantial economic impact, so we're really, really excited about it.
Brissendine says 51 teams are coming from all across the country, 40 of them from 100 miles away or more.
You know, our occupancy levels are below 40% in February, so you know, any time that we can help out our hotels, help out our restaurants, help out our business community, I mean, that's really the core of targeting these events at specific times of year.
Brissendine says teams have up to 8 people on them. The city expects about 400 players coming into town, plus their families and spectators. Other off-season events sponsored by the city include the Dragon Boat Races in mid-September and the Spartan Race in early May. Brissendine says economic analysis came up with the last year's Spartan Race, the first annual, bringing in a little over $1 million to the local economy. Last fall, the second year of Dragon Boat Races brought in a little over $2 million. Brissendine says they expect both programs to continue growing. Part of the pond hockey draw also has to do with encouraging cross-border visitation in the winter. Brissendine says 20 of the teams competing are Canadian.
We're finding opportunities to bring the Canadians back to our valley. They love hockey. They're looking for opportunities to come to Montana in the winter, and this really, puts those two pieces together and provides that opportunity for them.
Among those coming to the Pond Hockey Classic will be former Calgary Flames players, including Lanny McDonald, well-known to hockey fans for winning the Stanley Cup and earning a spot in the Hockey Hall of Fame. McDonald is also fairly well-known in the Flathead as an owner of the local family-run Tamarack Brewery, which will operate a beer garden at the event. The 4-on-4 games run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.